6:23. So Donald Trump, President Trump, speaking in front of a joint session of Congress tonight, 9 p.m. here, live here, right here on 1320 WILS. Let's talk about what's ahead. Aaron Call with us, director of the University of Michigan Debate Program and Debate Institute, author of the brand new book, Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States, addresses to a joint session of Congress. Aaron, great to have you on WILS.
It's great to be back.
How good of a speaker do you think President Trump is at this point?
He is a good speaker. He's got, I think the first, the inaugural speech was a little bit darker, somber than people were hoping. So I think he's aware of that. And tonight is going to be a little bit more forward-looking and uplifting. And I definitely expect a little bit better of a speech in terms of tone and tenor tonight.
What do you think of his style? Because we see what he does. He'll go on, he'll go on the teleprompter, right? And then he'll go off and kind of just freeform it for a while. What do you think of that style?
Yeah, so I like that when he sticks to the teleprompter, I think that allows him to stay on message and be a little bit more disciplined than he would be otherwise. My only concern tonight is I think that there could be some, some jeers from the crowd, some audible confrontations, and it'll be interesting to see how he responds to that. A few years ago, there was the famous Republican congressman that accused President Obama of lying. He said, "You lie." And so that was a, caused a big controversy.
I'm sure to remind us, what did President Obama do?
Yeah, so there was Congressman Joe Wilson from South Carolina. The President Obama said that Obamacare health insurance wouldn't cover illegal immigrants in the United States. And Representative Wilson blurted out, "You lie," in the middle of his address to a joint session. And that was a big incident. Joe Wilson eventually was kind of censured or punished on the floor of Congress.
Yeah, but President Obama didn't react to that, right?
No. He took the high ground. I think he kind of acknowledged it, but didn't try to engage or engage him. And with President Trump, you just don't know. Naturally, he's a really good counterpuncher in some debates. And so the question would be, if something like that happened tonight, would he engage, or would he just kind of let it go? And that could be pivotal to overall him staying on message.
Yeah. Have we ever seen a president go off script when he's talking to a joint session of Congress?
Not recently. I mean, these speeches, an address to a joint session of Congress, recently started with Reagan in 1981, and so we've had five. This will be the sixth address. And no, we haven't seen anything like it, but we also haven't seen a president like President Trump. And so but part of the lore to the address and why so many people are interested in it, because you're not quite sure about how he'd handle things like that, how he'd react. And it's really riveting television. Yeah. And that's why so many people turn in to watch and see what happens.
So is he really talking to Congress, or is he still talking to the American public here?
Both. I think kind of a combination of those. Obviously the people in Congress, Senate, at the House, they're in the room. That's the immediate audience. But really his, talking to the American people, that's the key. I mean, there's going to be 50 million up to maybe 70 million people watching, and reaching out to those, to the voters, that's key, because they're the ones that elect people in Congress as soon as 2018. And if he can connect with them, then they'll do the work for him in order to reach out to people in Congress. So kind of a dual approach, but always I think the most important audience is the voters themselves.
Do you imagine Democratic lawmakers actually yelling something out at him during the speech?
It's possible. I wouldn't recommend it, but you could see where, someone would think, oh, this could be a real short-term gain for me. I'd get notoriety, maybe fundraising advantage. Mm-hmm. And so you could kind of see the short-term calculation why they could potentially do it. But I think it would be a mistake, because I think that, it would – he handles those situations really well. He can certainly take a punch and punch back even stronger. Mm-hmm. I think it would so far, the only time it's ever occurred is the reverse, when President Obama was there. And so we kind of, I think I heard the Democrats and the Nancy Pelosi, the House leader, said that they don't expect anything like that. But I certainly wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility, because it could raise the profile of someone, even though I think it'd be a mistake in the longer term.
One thing Democrats say is that many of his speeches are essentially campaign speeches. Do you agree with that?
Yes, even President Trump has kind of said that. I mean, it's 2018 until the next election. The next presidential election is not until 2020, but President Trump has already done campaign events. He was in Melbourne, Florida last weekend.
Yeah.
He really loves campaigning. It connects him with his you know, his voters and supporters, and it energizes him.
And I notice he'll bring up Hillary in speeches, and of course President Obama.
Exactly. He needs a foil. He needs an opponent. You know, Hillary's no longer running. She'll probably never run again. But you know, he was most successful when he was criticizing Secretary Clinton in the last election. So she's no longer there yet. He still brings up her, the margin of his victory. The media, he's kind of, you know, declared war on
now,
the media.
Do you think we'll hear him talk?
He needs an enemy to be successful.
Do you think he'll bring up the media tonight? Do you expect that?
I do. Briefly, I don't think it'll be a large portion. It's going to be a long speech. They've telegraphed it. Normally, these speeches last anywhere 30 to 50 minutes. They've made it clear that they think it could be about an hour five, up to an hour and 20 minutes. So I think it's going to be long. He's going to touch on a bunch of issues. I think the media will be a part of it, but it'll probably be a small part of it.
Do you agree that the media hasn't been quite fair to him?
You know, I think that, you know, in some places, it's a diverse media, and obviously, you know, he's doing a good job of making sure to get his message out. But I think the media in general is anti, authority and anti incumbency who's ever in power. And so, you know, they've got their own kind of economic issues, and, you know, they want to make sure that they bring eyeballs to their materials. And so they have an incentive in order to kind of, you know, drive that controversial salacious
material.
They're
loving it. In fact, their ratings are up significantly, I should note, too.
They are. He's the best friend, you know, from the New York Times, the CNN. He's their enemy, but they're,
they don't mind
the ratings are up.
At all. Yep. Aaron Call, director of the University of Michigan Debate Program and Debate Institute, and his brand new book, Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States, addresses to a joint session of Congress, which will happen tonight, 9 p.m., here live, right here on 1320 WILS. Aaron, thank you very much.
Thank you, anytime.
When we come back, we'll talk about how Donald Trump is dealing with the dollar next.